Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:47 Greenwich Mean Time, and today is December 18th, and it has been another interesting day in the markets, particularly in view of the fact that the ECB added $500 billion to the money markets today, which is really rather a lot of money by any standard. And that has obviously been a concerted effort, really, to try and get the money markets back up and running. And they haven't been entirely successful. You have had government bond rates yields falling really rather aggressively, and you had the 3-month falling 50 basis points, so it's half of 1%. But you haven't really had a corresponding move of the same size on LIBOR rates, which does sort of suggest that it's going to take a little while longer for the degree of trust to really become entrenched within the banking sector. While generally stock markets over the last couple of months, yes, they've been volatile and a number of markets have fallen, they haven't fallen nearly as much as the individual banking sectors, and people who are involved in the banking sector are going through their own mini hell over the last year. And if for them it is really very much more like a recession or even depression for a number of financial shares. So that will certainly shade their judgment when it comes to how they react to what the markets are showing us. And as well, a phrase that we often use in the chart seminar from George Eliot's Middlemarch is, "Our deeds travel with us from afar, and what we have been makes us what we are." And that couldn't be more the case, given the way the banks reacted today to that massive injection of liquidity. Because yes, LIBOR rates did come down, but not anywhere near to the same extent that we saw happening in the government bond markets. So, looking at what did happen with equity markets today, there was a couple of interesting moves in Asia. Australia, which had really quite a weak day yesterday, rallied well off its lows today. So found some support midway through the session. And Korea and Singapore both closed well off their lows and actually closed positive on the day. So there is some support coming in from that side. In China, it's the A-share index is still holding above the lows that we saw over a couple of weeks ago, and it has been quite steady. Now, Europe initially had rallied very well, I suppose, reacting quite favorably to that news of the big injection of liquidity by the Bank of England and the ECB. But they gave up almost their entire gain. At one point, the DAX did look like it was going to post an upside key day reversal, but didn't do that, and actually closed well off the lows, up only 25 points on the day. And that was probably the best performer right across the European region. The FTSE was relatively unchanged, but given the fact that it had been up almost 1%, or perhaps in excess of 1% early on in the session, it's not looking particularly strong in there right now. What we have had over the last couple of days is a little bit of a slowing of the downward momentum because a number of markets had fallen rather aggressively. But they need upward dynamics now to tell us that they're not going to go back down and test the lower side of their ranges. Looking at the Nasdaq found support today near the November lows and rallied 0.84%, well off its lows on the day. So that's relatively positive, but of course it needs to follow through on that. And the Nasdaq has given up that leadership that it's had since the mid-August lows because it hadn't rallied nearly as well following the reaction that we saw towards the end of November than did the Dow Jones or the S&P. And all three of those indices are up today. But I think more important factor here is really that markets are still getting used to the idea of this new auction system from the Fed and of course this massive injection of liquidity from the ECB. I think people are waiting and they're holding tough and they're going to wait and see how markets react. I think there is less of a temptation to jump right in there than there would have been in November or following the reaction in August, because markets are just, or investors are just that little bit nervous in here right now. Looking at the fixed income markets, as I said, you did have that big jump in yields on the short, at the very, very short end of the curve, and on the longer end, yields actually started, came down slightly. The 30-year was up in excess of a point, and the 10-year treasury was up about half a point. So it's got 2 days on the upside here, and it's put a short-term low under the market. But it does need to really hold on to this gain above 115 and really capitalize or improve upon it to tell us that the low that we've seen over the last couple of days has got any real meaning, has any real meaning there. Personally, I think that we have seen the high for the government bond market, but the slower it is in coming back down towards the lows that we saw 6 months ago, the better it is for the stock markets. So rising government bond prices, or hopefully just ranging government bond prices, are really probably the best scenario that we can hope for. The dollar was relatively unchanged in here today, very steady against the euro, a bit stronger against the pound. And on the dollar index, following that very strong day we saw on Friday, it has been quite steady. No evidence yet that we're going to see the dollar pulling back, and the low that we saw 3 or 4 weeks ago is a low of at least short-term significance, potentially medium-term significance. Currency markets for the longer term don't turn in a flash. You very rarely see these major V reversals, V-shaped reversals, because they're just such large markets and so many participants. They generally turn like oil tankers. So what we can expect is probably a retest of the lows. Potentially the dollar could go lower, but it's not going to happen all in one day. And the first downward dynamic on the dollar is probably going to be a good signal that it's reached a short-term high at least. But no evidence of that just yet, and there is potential for the dollar to go higher in the very short term. Looking at the precious metals, gold rallied from pretty much where it needed to rally, and it has maintained this short-term progression of higher lows. But of course, there's also a progression of lower highs in there. So very much a triangular format formation right now. But gold was up $10 in here, and we can probably expect it to rally up towards $820-$825 before it starts bumping into those lower highs. This type of formation really is an explosion waiting to happen, and there is no direct signal on the gold chart telling us which way that's actually going to be. But looking at some of the other markets, for example, palladium was able to capitalize on that big upward dynamic breaking out yesterday and finished up 440, so a marginal improvement on that upward dynamic and breakout, so holding on to the gain. And although the Gold Bugs Index was weak yesterday and down somewhat in here, at least earlier today, it is testing the upper side of that range that extended for the last 18 months. So if we see a consolidation around this area, it's not going to be too surprising, and it would need to sustain a rather significant move back into that range to tell us that this was a failed breakout. And I think that that is rather unlikely. But given the commonality that you have palladium pushing upwards and platinum pushing upwards, silver has steadied and back above $14, then looking at that triangular formation on gold once more, it does point towards an upward break from this triangular pattern. And I think that that is better than a 50-50 chance, given the commonality in the sector. And of course, looking at that very long consolidation that gold had gone through, and this being consolidation following that impressive breakout that we saw over the last couple of months, it wouldn't be at all surprising to see this pushing upwards over the next couple of weeks to months. And silver also had a good day today, as I mentioned. The industrial metals were really quite steady in here today, but no great nothing particularly important to mention on their behalf. And the soft commodities, wheat pulled back a bit further in here today and encountered resistance around, well, is encountering resistance around that $10 mark, sort of around a phobia. But it hasn't been a particularly violent pullback and it closed off the lows. So personally, I think that there is a strong likelihood we're going to get a consolidation around this area. And if I didn't think that, I'd probably close the long I opened on Monday, well, yesterday, feeling that I probably gave in to my impatience and bought in when I saw it above $10, thinking that it was a breakout, and feeling rather foolish later on yesterday. But I have no intention of closing that position because I do think there's a strong likelihood it's going to consolidate rather than reverse from this area. And corn and soybeans were relatively, well, they were a little bit weaker today, but still quite steady. No downward dynamics to speak of. What we have had, though, is quite strong moves in the cocoa contracts. They dipped back into their base earlier on this year, but they're pushing back upwards once more. And that is really a very positive move. And particularly in view of the fact that it was quite a long base, and although the breakout dipped back into the base not for very long, this has potential to move upwards quite considerably. Orange juice also looking quite a bit better in here today. And with that thought, I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time.